Well, my dad was my best friend. We got on really, really well. Slightly strange relationship. He was an alcoholic, so quite often I felt like I was the parent. So he relapsed and it just went quite badly and his body just went into shock.
Hannah Head was just 20 when her dad died and was left to arrange the funeral. But because she's a student, Hannah wasn't eligible for government money to help pay for it. She saw no option but to crowdfund.
For the bare minimum, it was going to be at least like £3,000, and I didn't have that money, so I just thought, I've got to get it somehow. So I put the page up. Within 24 hours, we had made like £1,000 already.
The cost of funerals here have risen to an average of around £4,000. Funeral expert Simon Cox thinks this could leave some people very vulnerable.
Funeral debt, on average, where someone struggles, is around about £1,300. So for people that end of our society, it's a really hard blow.
Some of the reasons for the price increase is a lack of burial space, and government cuts mean some local authorities are trying to make money from funerals. But Hannah thinks there needs to be more consideration for the people at the centre of the problem.
There should be support there, because if you're like me, you're an only child, you've never had anyone around you die, I had no idea how to plan a funeral, let alone how to fund it.